Hey folks, John Solomon here from John Solomon Reports. I'm proud to be on the iHeartRadio app every day with my podcast, with the news that we bring, the exclusive interviews. And you know what else is great? You can listen to any iHeartRadio station anywhere in the country inside this free app. I used to listen to all sorts of radio on my AM or FM radio. Today, I don't have time to be in the car that often. You know where I listen? I listen on the iHeartRadio app. It's awesome. And they have some really cool new features, unlike anything else in the market. One of them is called Talkback Mic. Anytime I have something to say, I tap the mic and send my voice message and then listen to hear my voice on one of my favorite shows. Isn't that cool? You can send a message to your favorite disc jockey, your favorite podcast show host. So be sure to download the iHeart app radio. If you don't have it right now, the iHeart Radio app is a winner. Be sure to download the free iHeart Radio app today and start streaming your favorite radio stations, your favorite podcasts, and your favorite music playlists right from the iHeart Radio app. Hello, America, and welcome to the day after. Yes, the day after a wild and very consequential election. We talked the last couple days, focused this show on how important the 2021 off-year elections, normally an election that wouldn't get a lot of attention, were to the future of America, to predicting what might happen in 2022. And exactly that happened last night. This was a compass-setting election. From the lowest offices, school board and mayors and local races, all the way up to the top of the ticket, Glenn Youngkin leading a sweep of the top three statewide offices for Republicans in Virginia. The first time that's happened in a dozen years. The American people sent a powerful message, and it is a buyer's remorse message. If you're Joe Biden and the Democrats, they just told you they're not happy with where this country is going. More than 60% of Virginia voters said the country is going in the wrong direction. People who voted for Biden switched parties in large numbers going for Youngkin. And I think, as I wrote in my analysis this morning, the message that Americans have sent is, and whether it's defunding the police, critical race theory and extremist ideologies in education, government intervention in the economies, more taxes when people want less taxes. That's what drove this extraordinary race in New Jersey, where the Republican and the Democrat are tied in a race that was supposed to be a 10-pointer. The American people said, we have drifted too far to the left, too far to the left. And the most interesting finding, you know, a lot of times people are so busy, they don't have a time to dig into the exit polls. But I went through the Fox and CNN and AP exit polls, and there's something really fascinating. For the first time that I can remember in a very long time, voters in Virginia said that Democrats are the party that have gone to extreme. Normally, Republicans win that battle by a little bit. They're usually viewed as more extreme. But for the first time, electorate in Virginia, which was a solidly blue state for 12 years, used to be a purple state, used to be a red state. So it's gone red, purple, blue, back to red. The voters saw extremism in what the Joe Biden agenda is, in what the defunding police movement was. The BLM boomerang occurred. Minneapolis rejected getting rid of its police department. A common sense, I think, vote by the people of Minneapolis, who went through the very painful George Floyd tragedy, and still said that's not worth getting rid of police department. That's a bridge too far, an action too far. Extremism, overplaying their hand. That is the message that voters sent. Listen, there are still a lot of voters that would like to vote for Democrats, but they do not like this conglomeration. The policies, the rhetoric, the I know better than you big government approach. And I think today, more than any other moment in history, the Democrats got a very, very dire message. You're on the wrong course. Republicans are talking about the economy. They're talking about education. They want to lower my taxes, not raise them. Those were winning issues, whether you were in New Jersey, where Ciccarelli did an extraordinary job and it really shocked the polls. Even if he loses at the end of the day, we don't know. He was a shocker. Youngkin winning so big. All three of the top Virginia races, and it looks like the House of Delegates as well, all go red after a blue wave for many years. Those are powerful, unmistakable, compass-setting messages from the American electorate. And now the big question is, will Joe Biden and the Democrats listen, or will they double down on their agenda? Right now, today, there are signs we're doubling down. And then the second question is, will Republicans take the ball that was just given to them and execute the way the American public wants? No more infighting, no more hand grenades in your own foxhole. All Republicans working together. Look at how Trump and Youngkin work together. Youngkin couldn't have Trump too front and center, given that it was a purple state, but he accepted the endorsement. Donald Trump was polite, came in last minute, rallied his base. That was the sort of cohesiveness that Republicans have lacked for the last few years. And you saw it in Virginia. And guess what? It's a winning election. Now, Democrats could also learn from this and make some course corrections, much like Bill Clinton did in 1994 when he moved from the far left agenda of his wife with universal health care and other things and triangulated and tried to move towards the center. Joe Biden might do that, but there are signs today that that is not going to happen. How do I say that? This morning, House Democrats put back into their massive spending bill a mandatory paid leave for workers provision that they had taken out in a gesture to Joe Manchin. In other words, they're doubling down. They're actually saying, Joe Manchin, even though your views are much more aligned with how people voted last night, we don't care anymore. We're doubling down. That dynamic we're going to watch because it will define the outcome of the next 5 to 15 years in American politics. That's how consequential these next few elections are. What sort of country we're going to be is going to be defined by what happened last night, what's happening in 2022, and what's going to happen in 2024. We are, as many great historians like to say, in a watershed moment in American history, and the heart, mind, soul, pocketbook, and fiber of the great experiment that is America will be defined by what choices we make in elections and policies and national security over the next few months. All right, we've got an incredible show for you. Two blockbuster guests back to back. First up, the former Speaker of the United States House of Representatives, Newt Gingrich, is in the House. He is going to walk us through what happened last night, the big, the small messages. The man that gave America the contract with America. He has a way of taking the pulse of America in ways that very few political leaders ever have. As an elder statesman, he's going to come here and help us make sense of this dramatic election last night. And then we're going to go down to Texas, because what Texas, the state of Texas, and its Attorney General Ken Paxton have been doing is fighting the very Biden agenda items that America last night through the ballot box said, we don't like. We don't like. How about that? So we're going to see where Ken Paxton is going next as Attorney General. I think he has 18 lawsuits against the Biden administration. I believe he's 9 for 9 in district court rulings. He's been very successful, whether it's the Stay in Mexico program, the Title 42, challenging things from the border to censorship to vaccine mandates. We're going to get an update from him. Also want his readout on the election. There's a Republican elected in San Antonio last night. That's like snow falling in the Amazon forest. That's how significant that is. We're going to find out from him all of those very important steps ahead. I believe Texas has some tricks up its sleeve and may be emboldened by last night's election. Now, we're going to go to commercial break. We're going to bring Newt Gingrich in, followed by Ken Paxton. But before we do that, I want to step back for 1 second and just think about one thing. Over the last year, we here at Just the News have spent a lot of time, particularly with our great reporter, Greg Piper, with our colleague, Daniel Payne, with so many people that we've worked with. We've chronicled the ideology, the leftist Marxist-inspired ideology that crept into America's school systems while we were asleep at the switch. We were busy. And it was only because of the pandemic that parents started to say, what are they teaching my kids? Wait a second, stop. They're at home. I don't like this. Well, one of those ideologies, one of those curriculum-infused lessons was a thing called critical race theory, which at its base teaches our children that the color of your skin is predeterminative of what you're going to be in life. If you're white, you're going to be an oppressor. If you're black, you're always going to be oppressed. And that America is, by this ideology, by this curriculum, a inherently racist country. All right, that's a very powerful thing to say. To me, it's very painful and unnecessary. It's not true, but think about the message that American voters sent last night. Not in the fact that they flipped some of these school boards that were teaching it, not because Glenn Youngkin, who ran in fighting against these curriculum, won. Something else happened. And I'm just going to rattle off some extraordinary things. The very first Latino Attorney General of Virginia, the very first Black woman as Lieutenant Governor in Virginia, the first Asian mayor of Boston, the second black mayor and the first in over a quarter century in New York City, the first ever black district attorney in New York City. Time and time and time again last night, candidates of color, Republican, Democrat, Independent, they won races last night. It's the ultimate statement that we can't be an inherently racist country. We wouldn't have elected all of the people that were elected last night if we were that racist, as these race hustlers who take critical race theory into indoctrinating our children have been trying to argue. Last night's election results not only rejected critical race theory at the school board level or at the policy level, in the candidates they chose, they inherently debunked the idea that this country is somehow internally racist, irrevocably unfixable racist. It isn't. We elect people of color. We elect people of different heritages and backgrounds and ethnicities because we're trying to pick the best people we think serve. And we don't do a litmus test on skin color first. We don't. Hey, are there still problems with racism? Sure, you can find pockets of it. Are there racist individuals? Of course. But America, maybe it's had a troubled history in the past, slavery. We have some dark moments on our record. But we're at a point now where a Latino, an African-American, an Asian can be elected to office without any problem because we are beyond the worst parts of racism in America. We've moved beyond that. And we really are about who's qualified, who's got the best policies, and we live together in much more harmony than the Black Lives Matter crowd, than the AOC crowd. The effort to divide America with these false narratives is being rejected both in action and in reality. And I think last night, that's one way to read the election results that you might not hear in the mainstream media today and tomorrow. All right, we're going to take that commercial break. When we come back, first up, the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, followed by a very active and in the headlines often, Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton. We're so grateful both men are joining us today. We'll be right back after these commercial messages. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. Yes, the smoke is clearing and people are now getting a real understanding of the incredible tectonic shift in political plates that occurred last night in America. And to help us make sense of that, someone I can't think any better to make sense of it, the former Speaker of the House, the best-selling author, who, by the way, has a new book out, Beyond Biden. Get it today. I'm going to give you a link on Twitter so you can buy it quickly. Newt Gingrich is joining us. Speaker Gingrich, good to have you on.
Well, it's great to be with you, and this is an absolutely amazing day. I mean, I just can't imagine the many different things that happened all over the country. The school boards that were turned, the county commissions that were turned, not just the big national headline stuff like the remarkable victory of Youngkin in Virginia, and the lieutenant governor and the attorney general, all of which is remarkable. But for example, Ed Burr is a truck driver.
Isn't it amazing? In Jersey.
He spent about $200, $50 of it, I think, was on Dunkin' Donuts, and beat the Senate president in New Jersey. Now, when the president had like $2 million in his bank but didn't spend it because he knew this independent trucker didn't have any campaign.
Right.
When you get that kind of a transition, first thing you know, of course, is people are really angry. And they walked in to make sure they weren't going to vote for the Senate president. But from the Democrat standpoint, this was happening at every level. We won a state legislative race in San Antonio, 73% Hispanic district. And the fact is, it is now the Republican seat. We swept places like Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where we captured both the school board and the county commission. And of course, when you realize that in Virginia, not only did Glenn Youngkin win a historic victory, but his lieutenant governor, Winsome Sears, is a immigrant from Jamaica, served in the American military, became both the first woman and the first African-American to serve statewide in Virginia. His attorney general, who was carried in, Jason Meares, is the son of a Cuban exile. this was a truly diverse team that put together a remarkable sweep. I think that we are really looking at very profound changes around the country. And in Pennsylvania, for example, we picked up two Supreme Court seats. It was a 5-3 Democrat Supreme Court. It's now a 5-3 Republican Supreme Court. And that really mattered because you were faced with potentially redistricting going to the Supreme Court. And the Democrat strategy had been that they'd write it in the Supreme Court. Now the Republicans control that support. Also, I should say, in Seattle, for the first time in more than three decades, we elected a Republican city attorney, Ann Davidson, defeating a radical Democrat. And, of course, in Minneapolis, the voters overwhelmingly rejected the proposal to abolish the police force. So a lot of different things happening out there that are very, very exciting.
There's one irony to this, and you know, we just spent a year educating the American public about this critical race theory and this concept that some educators wanted to poison our children's minds with, that your skin color determines your outcome, that if you're white, you're always going to be oppressed. If you're a black, you're going to always be oppressed. Last night, the idea that America is an inherently racist country was blown away purely by the results. A Latino attorney general, like you said, a African female lieutenant governor, an Asian mayor in Maryland, a black mayor in New York City. There is no glass ceiling on politics. And the idea that there is an inherently racist America is kind of blown away by the results, aren't they?
I think that, you know, in a sense, you had the ultimate expression of it over the weekend when McAuliffe said that there were too many white teachers. Now, how could you make a more clearly racist comment
exactly
than to define that there are too many teachers as defined by their racial status?
Yeah.
Sort of the opposite of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s argument that what he cared about was the content of your character, not the color of your skin.
Yeah, such a great point. time and time again, Democrats showed us their true colors. They didn't believe parents should have a say in schools. That's what Terry McAuliffe said, and he believed it. I'm sure he did believe that. He thinks there are too many white teachers. They really did show the elitist sort of thinking that they have, and America has just said, we're done with this. We don't want it. What does this mean? You look at this now. You're the man who brought Republicans to power for the first time in a half century in Congress in 1994. What does this bode for the 2022 elections and control of Congress?
I talked to Joe Gaylord, who had been my great partner in planning the campaign. And we both had this attitude of, we've been here before. You know, 92, they elect a guy who campaigns on being a moderate, so goes to the left. Clinton alienates the country. 94, 93, we begin picking up, you know, governorships and mayorships and what have you. 2008, they elect a Democrat who claims to be a moderate, goes to the left. 2009, we begin picking up governorships, mayorships, et cetera. We're right back in the same business. I mean, the number one reality about big government socialism is it just doesn't work. And every American who fills up their car, or every American who's beginning to think about the cost of heating oil this fall, or every American who sees the rise in the price of food, or every American who watches a border that's wide open, all of them know this ain't working. And so I see this as being exactly the same parallel to what we saw in the past. And I suspect my personal projection is plus 4 in the Senate and probably plus between 40 and 70 in the House.
Wow, that's a tsunami.
I think it will be a tsunami because they can't get out of who they are.
You know, that's so fascinating because after your revolution in 1994, which really, I mean, in my lifetime, that was the single greatest political earthquake I'd ever experienced. You saw Bill Clinton do something that Dick Morris encouraged him to do, triangulate, moderate, kind of fit between the left of your party and the right of the Newt Gingrich revolution. I don't think Joe Biden and this crowd have the political capability to do that, right? They're too hostage to the left. Triangulation would probably be a good idea for Biden right now, move to the center. Do you see that happening?
Well, look, it's not just that. I mean, you're faced with, in Biden, somebody who clearly doesn't have the mental energy to maneuver. I mean, both Clinton and Obama were very good politicians. They're both very smart, and they had the capacity to maneuver.
Yeah, great point.
I mean, Kamala is so far to the left and so dumb that she can't possibly be helpful here. And at the same time, every evidence we have is that President Biden is simply out of it. That he doesn't understand this stuff. I mean, a guy who falls asleep at an international conference is probably not the guy who's going to lead you out of the wilderness.
Yeah, that's probably a really good point indeed. You know, you probably couldn't have launched a better day to launch your book, Beyond Biden, on a day when the voters kind of voted beyond Biden. They like basically said, we're done with the guy. Right. Tell us about this book and what, you know, you've written all these amazing best-selling books.
I'm very proud of Beyond Biden, first of all, because we decided that we are not in any way going to write an anti-Biden book because we think Biden will do enough to destroy himself that we don't need to.
Don't spend time
energy.
On that, huh?
and we don't think that's the real issue. The real issue is, how do you get America modernized so that we can compete successfully with China, so our children can get really good educations, so we can control the border in a positive and humane way, so we can reform the Pentagon and the intelligence services? I mean, we have big things to do that are a lot bigger than just, attacking Joe Biden. And so Beyond Biden tries to lay out, here's where we need to go when we win, which I think we will, and here's why it really matters. And I think that we're in a position now where the country's, you know, coming alive. I mean, everything chanting to last night when the Atlanta Braves fans booed the head of organized baseball, who's the guy who had taken the All-Star game out of Atlanta. And the very fact that he was so tone deaf he would actually show up tells you something. And I think that whole, Let's Go Brandon is in many ways, I think, the epitome of the country finding a way to have a voice despite the New York Times and Washington Post, et cetera.
Yeah, it is such an amazing moment. And you know, some people have told me, Let's Go Brandon is really our generation's Yankee Doodle Dandy, mockery that had a powerful message beneath it. And, you know, you write in the book, and this is something that I'm really fascinated by, that everybody on the left, including big tech, misinterpreted the mandate they got in 2020. And also the American public maybe are beginning to realize that coalition, big tech, the big media, and the far left Democrats, actually thrive on division, because division distracts from the failure of their policies. And it's great business for Facebook and Twitter when the country's divided. Talk a little bit about what you write about in the book about this, and also the idea that unifying the country was never the Democrats' agenda.
Well, I think that the Democratic Party's been taken over by big government socialists. They are determined to fundamentally, profoundly change America. They are the kind of people who ultimately destroyed the Obama presidency and ultimately destroyed the Clinton presidency. In fact, they resented the failure of Clinton to stand up and fight, even at the cost of not getting reelected, because they're not in this business to just be normal, traditional politicians. No, they're in this business to impose on America a radically different system, both a big government socialism, but also a deeply anti-American model of cultural values, captured by, what McAuliffe said on Sunday about that there are too many white teachers. I mean, these are people who want to divide America racially, repudiate our history, take over the economy that has been the most successful in the world, and have a hopelessly corrupt unionized bureaucracy run it. And they are indifferent to opposition. They think if we are opposed to them, the trick is to run over us, and to use the FBI, for example, to shut up parents at school board meetings, things that are going to be just, 75 or 80% of the American people are going to repudiate this. We have a project called the American Majority Project, and the more we test people, the more we realize how deeply opposed they are to this kind of behavior, and how much they want a very, very different approach. And I think that you're going to see more elections like this. You know, Rasmussen just reported today, 72% of the country says cancel culture is out of control. Well, those are the people who voted for Youngkin. Those are the people who voted for Ed Burr, who's the trucker who spent $153 on his campaign, 66 of which he spent at Dunkin' Donuts. So, and he beat the state Senate president in New Jersey. Now, that's when you know the country's in rebellion.
You do. You absolutely do. I want to ask you one last question. I know how busy you are. You have all this extraordinary data from your research, which we've done about a dozen stories here at Just the News. We're fascinated by the polling and the research you're doing. You've got all the exit polls and learnings from last night. You're sitting in front of the Republican team for 2022 and 2024. What is your advice on how to keep winning?
Well, my advice is first to consistently describe and stay on top of the big government socialists, because only one out of every six Americans favors big government socialism. And we have to do to the American left what Margaret Thatcher did to British socialists, which was basically eliminate them. They haven't been competitive in 40 years because of the work she did. We need to have the same thing. Second, I think we're ultimately next year going to need a contract with America type approach. Because we need to say, and Youngkin did a very good job of this, and my book, Beyond Biden, is designed to help facilitate this, but we need to give people positive reasons to vote for us. And I recommend to everybody Youngkin's acceptance speech when he really outlined a very positive vision of what they're going to do starting on day one.
Very Reagan-esque.
That's what we need. One, to find them out of the game. Two, come up with, and I think I would recommend the Republicans at every level spend March and April in town hall meetings listening to the American people, and then from that develop a new contract that we can't tell you today what it would be, because we owe it to the American people to listen to them.
To listen first. Yeah, that's what that's really what Youngkin did. He listened to them, and then he built a agenda around them. And I guess he might have made fleece vests fashionable now, too. I think people are going to go out and get a fleece vest.
It certainly works for him.
Yeah, but, it does.
A big, tall guy. He may be able to handle it better than some people.
I think that's right. But I'll tell you something everybody should go buy, and that is your new book, Beyond Biden. I got mine this morning. Folks, we're going to get that link out to you. Get an early copy. It just went on sale in the last 24 hours. It is an extraordinary manuscript that really, I think, defines the state of America and what the real issues are, not the stuff we get distracted in the media. Speaker Gingrich, thank you so much. Every time you come on the show, we learn so much, and we're so grateful for your insights.
Well, thank you. Good talking to you.
You as well. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Ken Paxton from the Texas Attorney General's Office here next. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Hey, folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JustNews. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JustNews. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. A very special guest, a man who's been in the center of the news, whether it's at the Supreme Court or down at the border, joining us right now, the great Attorney General from the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton. General Paxton, great to have you back on the show.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Good to be back. A lot of amazing stuff going on right now.
There sure is. And, you know, we look out, and as journalists, you have been the vanguard of attorney generals who have been fighting the Biden agenda and contesting things I think a lot of people in middle America are unhappy with. And last night, middle America got to weigh in on the same issues. How do you read the election results from last night?
Well, I think I read it in a very positive way. I think Americans spoke up last night and basically said, we don't like this Biden agenda, that is anti-American, whether it's related to, you know, Afghanistan, whether it's related to the border, whether it's related to energy independence, whether it's related to spending, whether it's related to taxes, what you name the issue, it's been a disaster for Americans. And I think Americans spoke up last night. And I really do wish that people would realize, and I think they did, but there's still plenty of people that don't realize how dangerous this administration is to America.
It was a stunning moment. I was watching for a little bit, and David Axelrod, you know, who put together the winning Obama coalition, said the Democratic Party doesn't realize that this "we know better than you" elitism really disconnects them from the everyday voter, the people who work with their hands. And I was really shocked to hear a liberal speak so cogently against this. But a lot of what you're fighting is the U.S. government saying, we know better for Texas than Texas, or we know better than parents for their children. Is there a rejection of this sort of big government elitism that may be starting to run through the country?
Yeah, I think there is. And I think it's even more than just we know better. It's we're going to do things that you won't like and are bad for you because we have another agenda. Whatever that agenda is, yeah. I don't know. But it's you cannot tell me that this is all accidental, that this crisis on the border and these other actions are just accidental. There would be some good happening if that were true, that they're all everything they're doing hurts America, hurts the average American, whether the average American knows it or not. That's happening. And so it's hard to view it as just elitism. It's something beyond that. It's something that says, hey, we don't even like you. We're not for you.
It was a stunning moment. I mean, when you think that the Republican is still up in New Jersey at this moment, Youngkin easily wins. There was this reverberation. You have been at the forefront of fighting the critical race theory and some of the extremist ideology that was seeping into the schools. But at its heart, the lessons that they were teaching children with CRT is that America is inherently racist. But last night, we elected the first Latino attorney general in Virginia's history, the first female black lieutenant governor of Virginia, a black mayor in New York City for the first time in a quarter century, two Asian mayors in big cities. Doesn't last night's election results basically completely blow away the concept that we're an inherently racist country?
Yeah, look, we had some, our beginnings were not good, but over the years, we have made tremendous progress. And I think we should focus on uniting as Americans and continuing to fight real racism, but not create this mantra that everybody's racist and teach our kids that they are inherently racist. That's just not true. It's a false teaching. It's more in line with Marxism than it is freedom. Well, it is in line with Marxism and it's opposing freedom, and it's wrong.
Yeah, such an important message that I think the voters sent from the local races all the way to the tops of the ticket. The border, you're doing amazing work. There's so many important lawsuits. I want to ask you about one of the ones that's really kind of getting ripe now, the Title 42 challenge, this idea that the government should have the power to turn away people who pose a public health threat. How is that case going and what should we be looking for in that case?
So we're still in the middle of that one. And clearly, we still have people coming across the border with COVID. The problem we have is the federal government doesn't vaccinate those people and they don't test them. And so, and then they send them all over the country, particularly to Republican states, to spread COVID. Meanwhile, they're telling the companies that have some type of contract with the government or who are federal workers that they have to fire their workers who haven't gotten vaccinated. So those two things don't go together. And I don't think the federal government wants to know if these illegals have COVID. And I think that's why they don't test them. They don't want it, no, because then they would be responsible under Title 42 to immediately deport them. And they don't want to do that. They'd rather let them spread COVID, which means people are going to die.
Yeah, the public health consequences are huge. And that case, I think, is going to be one of the ones that are going to bubble up in the next few weeks with rulings. That's going to be such an important one. You've had enormous success at the district court level. I think you've won 8 or 9, 9 of 9 on all the lawsuits that you've taken up against the Biden administration. I understand from talking to folks in Texas that you're looking at challenging possibly another part of the Biden agenda, and that's the Central American Minors Program, where the adult parents get to be flown over to meet their children after a child illegally crosses the border. Tell us what you're looking at there and how that might end up in the courts in the near future.
Well, you know, the Biden administration now is working on flying other family members, minors, up at taxpayer expense, flying them to the United States to reunite with the rest of their families. One that's completely illegal. There's nothing that allows for that in the law, in federal law. As a matter of fact, it's a complete violation of law. So we're looking at that as a potential lawsuit because it's just another way for the Biden administration to accomplish this goal of getting, I think their goal is to get 10 million illegals in the country in 4 years. And we're going to do our best to hold them accountable to following federal law, as opposed to, in this case, not just ignoring it, but going in counter to it and inviting these people and paying their way. And so we're going to do our best to try to stop that.
Yeah, a very important issue that I think a lot of people aren't aware that program's going on. And a lot of times we're told the flights come in the dead of night. If this was such a good thing, why do we hide it in the middle of the night when we're all sleeping? Such an amazing dynamic that I think you're about to expose. Where do you go next in terms of the Biden agenda? What are some other places that you have concern? You've obviously been fighting for freedom. You get the Facebook lawsuit, right? That's a big one. Where do you think the next couple of months will take your office?
Well, I mean, we're looking at the Remain in Mexico program. Obviously, we have lawsuits over there. We're trying to enforce that right now. However, the Biden administration is trying to change it up because they've been ordered to follow that law, and they're trying to change it up. So I wouldn't be surprised if we end up in another lawsuit over that because it was extremely effective, and they know it. That's why they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
We've got all these Afghans here that were never vetted, so we're looking at that. We've got environmental issues along the border that are being created by all this illegal immigration. I haven't heard the environmentalists say a word about it, but it is a reality that the rivers are being polluted. The rivers being polluted, and
wow.
there's a lot of pollution related to this problem. So we have, believe me, it's every day. It's something new we're looking at, and we're dealing with the vaccine issue. We filed a lawsuit on Friday to try to stop them from imposing vaccine mandates on at least state-related agencies. That's where we would have standing. So we're trying to block that right now.
Such an important set of issues, and you guys really are the leaders. I mean, you add up the states' rights movement, which is really powerful right now. You have all these attorneys general bonding together, but Texas has really been at the forefront, and you can really begin to see that. And Monday, we saw it up close and personal here in Washington because your team was arguing before the United States Supreme Court. How do you think those arguments went? What was that experience like?
Yeah, so we had two arguments, basically the same issue, the Texas heartbeat law.
Right.
Which our legislature passed and basically said you can't do abortions after a heartbeat is detected. And it allowed for private causes of actions as opposed to the state enforcing it, somebody like me or a district attorney. I thought the arguments from our side were outstanding. I was really happy with how we handled the questions. It's hard to know. You know, clearly there are three liberal judges who are going to vote against allowing our law to stay in place. But I think if the other six decide to join this, it's going to be extraordinary because to enjoin a state from having a law or enjoin state judges from ever taking a case on this would be nothing short of unprecedented. And actually, Neil Gorsuch asked the Solicitor General of the United States, have we ever done this before? Have we ever enjoined state court anywhere from hearing cases? And she avoided it several times.
Yeah.
And finally, the Solicitor General said, when the Gorsuch said, look, you haven't answered my question, please answer the question. She goes, no, we don't think it's ever happened before. So they'd have to do something pretty extraordinary that I think has never happened before to block our law from staying in effect.
Yeah, that was a very poignant moment. In fact, the justices really seemed to be hostile to the Justice Department standing in the case. They seemed more open maybe to the abortion providers, you know, getting a hearing, but they seemed to have a lot of distrust in why the Justice Department was trying to bigfoot this dispute that really is a state law dispute. So I was really fascinated by that demand or by that, you know, that moment in the court hearings. Now, you have spoken out, and I think a lot of people are just starting to absorb the gravity and the audacity of this, but the idea that Joe Biden might pay every illegal immigrant who was detained and separated, their family separated, $450,000, what do you think of that, and what do you think the American people think of that?
You know, it's disgusting. I mean, you have military people over there risking their lives, people dying for this country. And they're making, minimum wage or a very low salary. And he's going to incentivize even more the violation of our laws. Honestly, I don't know if we've ever seen a president just spit in the face of the Constitution and spit on the face of federal law and just say, look, whatever I have to do to get what I want, I'm going to do. And I don't care what Congress says. I don't care what the courts say. I don't care what every state wants. I'm going to do what I want. And that's what he's doing here. It's really almost, it's just stunning, the audacity and the arrogance, which I hope maybe a few losses will cause them to at least pull back to maybe not rational, but nothing short of insanity.
Yeah. Between the courts, there's been a lot of rebukes from the courts. Now you got the American electorate making a big statement last night all across the country, even in San Antonio, right? Didn't a Republican win in San Antonio last night?
Yes. That was
it's been a long time since that happened.
No, it was a great win for us, and I think it's a repudiation of this, you know, this president that says, I'm not for America. I'm going to do what I want. I run the show, and I'm going to do what I think is best. It doesn't matter what the law says. It doesn't matter what the courts say. It doesn't matter if the entire country doesn't want it. We're going to shove it down your throat. And that's what he's doing.
Yeah, the resistance is building. I think someone tweeted out a funny line last night. Congratulations, Virginia, for joining the resistance. It was just a funny moment, but I think people see what's going on. Common sense people are just, you know, you might be a Democrat, you might be a Republican, but these are bridges too far right now. Last question for you. You've been in politics a long time. You have a great sense of where politics go. If you're Joe Biden and the Democrats this morning and you're huddling saying, what the heck happened last night? Do you think they take the message, or do you think they double down on their agenda and say, listen, we're going to lose Congress in 2022 anyways. Let's just go all in. What's your gut tell you about how the party reconvenes after last night's whooping?
I would guess that Joe Biden is going to try to double down. That I don't think he's running the show. I think somebody behind the scenes, whether it's Obama, his people, whoever it is, they are sacrificing Joe Biden's future, and Joe Biden doesn't know it. So, you know, the fact that Joe Biden's poll numbers or his favorable ratings are going down, down, down. I mean, Joe doesn't know that. Joe isn't aware of all of that. So I think that they're pushing those numbers, and they're going to use him for this short period of time, and then he's not going to run again, or he's going to be replaced. And I think that, but the rest of Democrats, those who want to be reelected, may have some concerns about their future, and it may be the resistance that we need to stop the complete insanity of spending trillions of dollars on wasteful programs that only create more inflation and less opportunity for Americans.
Yeah, no, if you're in one of those swing districts, you have to be thinking very hard and fast about what the next year's elections are going to look like. And also, I it's funny, the media has been relentlessly pounding on Sinema and Manchin, but it seems like their resistance is much more aligned with where the electorate is than where the rest of their party is. And this morning, you think after all these lessons, the House Democrats double down, put provisions back into the bill that Manchin said he doesn't want. It's as though, just like you said, they're going to double down and not pay attention to what the American people just spoke. Just really remarkable moment. Mr. Attorney General, I can't thank you enough. It's always an honor to have you on the show. It's always fun to cover what you're doing because you're on the forefront of a lot of legal innovation. And I can't wait to get you back in the show real soon.
Well, thanks for having me on. And you're right. There's more going on now than I think any time that I've been in politics. And it's the most important, I think, issues of not just, you know, right now, but the last, you know, maybe in decades and decades, because if we don't win now, they're going to take this country from us, and we're not going to have the freedoms that we are guaranteed by our Constitution.
Yeah, that's what's really at stake. It's that big of a battle, and it's been fun to chronicle it and to keep chronicling it in the months and years ahead. Sir, thank you very much. We'll get you back soon because there's always some great news going on in Texas.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Thank you very much. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. All right, welcome back. My God, I'm exhausted. It might be because we're up to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning here at Just the News headquarters here in Washington, but also because what a great set of conversations we just had with Newt Gingrich, with Ken Paxton. A lot to learn, a lot to think about, a lot to assess as we head into even a more consequential election season, the 2022 election season, where Republicans are going to try to take back control of Congress and Democrats are going to try to retain control of Congress. I want to focus on a couple things that I thought were headlines. I'm going to write about this now because I was inspired by it. Ken Paxton just dropped two big headlines on us. First is he's thinking about a new lawsuit going after the Central Americans Miners Program, challenging the lawfulness of trafficking in members from foreign countries of families that already illegally immigrate here. So we're going to bring the rest of them. The penalty for having broken our law across the boards, we're going to bring your relatives over so they can join you. That he's about to challenge in court, it sounds like. And then I think he's going to do something pretty remarkable. You know, Democrats like to claim that they're the party of the environment, of climate change, of conservation. Now, history tells us that Republicans have made enormous gains. The Montreal Protocols were on Ronald Reagan's watch that stopped the ozone depletion in our atmosphere. The early acid rain legislation was started by President George H.W. Bush. The largest water and land conservation bill in American history was passed and written and pushed by President Donald Trump. So Republicans actually have a pretty good record on conservation. But you just heard Ken Paxton say something very important. He is looking at potentially suing the government, the Biden administration, on its own turf, meaning on environmental issues. Why? Because these illegal aliens are destroying the environment, the water, the land, the crops, the natural beauty of the Texas border. Those are two headlines you got, and you got here only exclusively because you're a John Solomon Reports listener and a Just the News fan, and we're so grateful for that. Thank you, and enjoy those headlines. We're going to write about them tonight. You'll wake up in the morning to stories that amplify what we just heard on this podcast. Now, one last thing. I want to make one final plea tonight. If you have a special veteran in your life, and we all do, somebody, a fighting man, a fighting woman who served in our armed services, I want you to do something special for them this Veterans Day. You'll accomplish three goals with this. One, you'll feel good about what you did. Two, you'll put a smile and some happiness into the life of someone who dedicated their life, their career to public service, a military veteran. And three, when you buy from our good friends at Omaha Steaks and you send a steak package to your favorite veteran, you're going to help support the journalism of Just the News or John Solomon Report. So I want you to go to omahasteaks.com if you can, if you can afford it, if you have the belief and passion, you want to make a difference in a veteran's life this Veterans Day, which, by the way, is only a week away. Go right now to omahasteaks.com. Put in the search bar the term, one word, Just News. You're going to come up with a specific package. It's 50% off the actual cost of the meat. You're getting a crazy deal. And you can go send it to the veteran in your life. I just did it to a hero veteran in my life who I'm going to surprise on Veterans Day. I hope he's not listening because then I will have tipped him off. But I'm going to send it to my dad who served during the Vietnam War era. We're going to get those out. you can do the same thing. I would love to have 1,000 listeners go out onto Omaha Steaks and go buy this package and send it to some extraordinary veteran, friend, family member, loved one, colleague at work, somebody you met on the street, someone you were inspired by because you read their story on Just the News or some other thing. But let's go make a difference. I want to make a difference this Veterans Day. It's one of my favorite holidays along with Memorial Day. My family takes it seriously. We made our Omaha Steaks buys their scent. I hope you do the same. All right, folks, God bless you. God bless this extraordinary country of the United States of America, as he always has. You've been listening to John Solomon Report. Special thank you to Newt Gingrich, Ken Paxton for making time on a busy day after the election. We got a lot out of those extraordinary interviews. God bless and good night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow with more breaking news here at Just the News. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Folks, we're sponsored today by Donors Trust, the tax-friendly way to preserve your charitable giving. In times of crisis, those with a giving spirit and a desire to build up civil society find ways to be helpful. And that's when it's good to have a charitable resource ready to deploy when they're needed most. Donors Trust offers donor advised funds or giving accounts. You can use these funds as your own charitable investment account and manage your charitable giving in a way that's smart, tax advantaged, aligned with your values, and private. Donors Trust clients are using their funds to support charities helping their local communities while also using their giving account to simultaneously support think tanks and liberty-minded organizations that believe our constitutional rights shouldn't get lost in a time of emergency. Now is the time to take a closer look at Donors Trust and join their community of liberty-minded donors by opening a donor advised fund. Go to donorstrust.org/justnews for the ultimate survival guide to charitable giving and learn how a donor advised fund can preserve your ability to give to the charities you love. That's donorstrust.org/justnews.